if you feel like you're in a funk, if life is feeling heavy, if you're waking up in the morning and you're like, oh, I'm so tired, this is the episode for you. It's a vulnerable one. I'm sharing a lot about what I've been moving through recently and what we can do about it. So if you're in a funk and you want to know how to get out of the funk, and you also want to know the difference between a true funk and a genuine life challenge, this is the episode for you.
You built the life, you did everything right, and somewhere along the way, you forgot what it feels like to be truly, wildly alive. Welcome to The Liberated Life. I'm Lucy Maeve, and this is where we remember the magic of being human.
Hello, my sweet love. I'm sitting here on the day before I go to Uganda. I'm going to Uganda for a wedding. And I was pondering, I was like, what shall we talk about today on the podcast? And I was planning this whole long thing, and I was like, I'm going to write this long thing and then create this thing and make it all shiny and blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, nah, you know what? I haven't just had a chat with you guys and been honest about life and about what I'm learning and about what is going on. So this is that episode for you. I don't do these that regularly, but I felt like it was time. So I'm sitting here with my coffee. I did some yoga this morning. And off we go. So if I'm totally honest with you, actually, back up. The purpose for this is hopefully in me sharing what is going on for me and what I'm navigating and what I'm learning, I hope that it supports you to feel heard, and I hope that it supports you to feel less alone, and I hope it also maybe gives you a little few tidbits of things that you can take away that might be supportive if you're feeling similar. So in all honesty, the last few weeks, I have felt like total shit. You know those periods of time where you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh my God, I feel so heavy, I can't get out of bed. Like that kind of vibe. And like my skin's bad and like my gut's gone funny. And like I've got this huge spot on my face that you can't see, but I'm pointing to you if that was a video. And I was just feeling like heavy. And not good in my body at all. And I generally in life tend to feel pretty good in my body. Like I move a fair amount, I like eat pretty well, most of the time I don't really drink, I drink lots of water, all that kind of stuff. So generally speaking, like my body feels pretty good, and over the last few weeks it's been feeling like turd. So it's like this does not feel nice for me. And like a real tiredness that wouldn't budge. And it kind of started in truth probably after Easter. I think I was like limping towards Easter, not having had a break since Christmas. And it's so funny running your own business because you think like, oh, I'll just have loads of holiday, and it's like so chill, you work for yourself, but it turns out that you like you're kind of always on to a certain degree, because even when I'm not working, I'm thinking about it a lot more than I ever thought about banking. When I left my office, I'd just be like, bah, I'm not thinking about this at all. Maybe that was because I wasn't particularly into it, but yeah. So I'd had like a long period of working and not having a proper break. And then I was anticipating having rest over Easter, but then as life would have it, it just wasn't as restful as I had anticipated. I ended up being a lot busier than planned and was hanging out with my wonderful nieces and nephews, which is the most heartwarming experience, but also not the most restful. So I kind of came off the Easter weekend feeling really tired and not great. And for me, I notice when I'm feeling tired and not great that my mind starts going a little bit haywire. And I don't know if you resonate with this, like these periods of time where it's like, okay, the things that you previously could carry in your life with more ease suddenly become very difficult, or they become more challenging and they take up a lot more headspace. So for me, I am not a natural entrepreneur. Like, I'll be real with you guys. Like, I love the security of a salary. I love being paid every month. I love just turning up and someone telling me what to do. Like, I love that shit. So sometimes working for myself brings up some shit for me. And I'm lucky that I have the framework that's internally, which is like, okay, when things come up for me, it's not that there's something wrong. It's stuff that I have to work through. But when I'm feeling depleted and tired and not hugely nourished, I find those things much more difficult. So my mind can quite quickly spin into scarcity, into like fear about the future, into like, oh my God, I'm turning 37 this year and I haven't had a baby. Like, maybe I'm infertile. Like, do I want to get married? Do I believe in marriage? Like, all of the stuff that's like simmering under the surface starts to rear its head and becomes very loud in my mind. And like, I know that some of this stuff is so basic, right? It's like, okay, yeah, of course you're tired. So like, things are going to feel more intense. But I think that, to be honest, in the world that we live in now, which I hate to say it, is pretty damn toxic, isn't it? I mean, I love it simultaneously, not the toxicity. I love the like beautiful nature and the wilds and the winds and the ocean and the like dancing in the sunshine and the moon. It's like total magic. And simultaneously, the human aspect of it has gone a little bit haywire. So for a lot of us, we live in this state of like constant depletion because we've been trained since we were so young as high achieving, smart people to hustle and to push and to keep going and to not listen to our bodies and just to like march on. So I feel like a lot of us, especially in London, I've noticed it much more since I've moved back from South Africa, are kind of constantly running at this like low level depletion. And with that low level depletion, it's much, much harder to navigate the wildness of our minds. And the way that I see it, and I talk to my clients about this all the time, like, I think it's a really helpful framework to manage being a human, in truth, is like, our personalities, our psyches are made up of all these different characters, right? And there's like the character that's like shiny and sparkly and has a wonderful time. There's a character that's like a wonderful partner and like really happy in a relationship. There's a partner, there is a character who's like really good at your job and like performs well. There's a character that like finds joy in jumping in the ocean. There's also a character that one of my first clients that I ever worked with liked to call Doom FM. And like, when the character of Doom FM turns up, she's like, well, the world's going shit, everything's going shit, AI is going to take us over, like, relationships going to end, like, my job's never going to work, I'm never going to make any money, I'm going to end up living under a bridge. Like, Doom FM character turns up and it gets pretty whirly. It gets pretty whirly. Maybe you guys resonate with this. Maybe it's just me. But I like to guess that it's not just me, bearing in mind most of the people I work with also have this Doom FM voice periodically. So what do we do when Doom FM turns up? Like, what do we do? Now, I think, first of all, there's a really important distinction to make between Doom FM version of us and being in a genuine season of challenge. To me, being in a genuine season of challenge, like when something is actually like happening in your life, something has come up that's very big for you, you're going through something relationally, something's like really happening. And it might be happening actually right now in your life, as in like a relationship breakdown or a death or like a professional challenge. Like, it could be that, or it could be that something from the past is coming up and you're having to navigate stuff that wasn't fully processed from the past. That to me is like a genuine season of challenge, right? That is what I'd like to see, is like you're in a personal winter. And we always forget as humans that we're part of nature. We like to think we've transcended all of that and we're just like plodding around on this earth like these transcendent beings. I don't know. We're part of nature, and all parts of nature, except in the tropics, but like in England, anyway, there are seasons, right? There are seasonal plants. And in the winter, the plants lose their leaves and it all looks pretty bleak and like pretty dark. Humans also have a winter. We also have a spring, and we also have a summer, and we also have an autumn. And we often forget that. So if you're in a genuine season of challenge right now in your life, you're in a winter. And if you're in a winter, some of the stuff that I'm going to share over the next little while is probably not relevant for you. Some of it might be. If you're in a true and genuine winter in your life, the primary thing that you can focus on is how you can be the most loving to yourself. Like how you can surround yourself with the most love. Who feels loving in your life? How can you love yourself? How can you be gentle with yourself? How can you honor yourself? Like that is your North Star if you're in a true experience of winter. What I'm talking about with Doom FM is that if you actually look at life right now, there's nothing really that wrong that's happening. You know, like there might be some like normal human challenges. Maybe you had an argument, but like there's nothing seismic going on. But something has happened internally that has meant that your frequency has dropped. And what I mean by your frequency has dropped is that maybe the version of you that sees delight and sees magic and sees possibility and sees wonder in life has kind of disappeared, and you found yourself in this like low level hum of what's the point? What am I doing? Nothing's going to work. Everyone hates me. I'm going to be single forever. My partner hates me. Like I'm ugly. My skin's bad. Like that hum. That to me is when Doom FM is online and is often a symptom of depletion in my system anyway. So what do we do when this happens, right? And it happens to so many of us. And as I mentioned, I've really been in this for the last few weeks, which thank God I'm going to Uganda tomorrow, but we'll see. I mean, I'm hoping it's going to be restful. I have no idea. But if you find yourself in a period of Doom FM vibes, I find the first thing to recognize is that you're in a Doom FM vibe. And this, you might be like, what the hell are you talking about, Lucy? What I mean is that to notice that it's happened, like to notice that maybe you're not feeling quite as like energized or like seeing possibility or seeing curiosity or compassion or any of those things in your life, that is an indication that Doom FM is online. And when that happens, it's really, really important just to recognize it. And I think a lot of us have sat in Doom FM vibes for like a long time. If I think about when I was in banking, I was in Doom FM for like 80% of the time. So I think for me, I thought it was just my personality. I thought I was just, I'm just in this. This is just who I am. Like I've never felt anything different to this. So it's really easy to just assume it's our personality, but it's not. It's not. It's an aspect of us that has taken over. But I know, because I've worked with so many people over the years, there's also a version of you that sees delight and wonder and magic always. Okay, I want to take a little pause from the podcast here because I've been meaning to mention this and I keep forgetting to tell you that at the end of May, I am taking a small group of women to Andalusia for 5 nights and I would love for you to be one of them. And I want to be clear, this is not a yoga holiday. This is not a wellness retreat with green juices and fasting and early bedtimes. Well, maybe a little bit of that, but definitely not the fasting. This is the real work, breath work, somatic work, depth, delight, long lunches, Andalusian sunset, and a group of women doing something genuinely courageous and magical together. Last year, the women who came said it was one of the most transformational experiences of their lives. And the best bit about it is that they're still all in each other's lives today, which I absolutely love. If something in this podcast keeps landing for you, if there's a part of you that has been thinking about doing something like this for a little while, honestly, just come. The details are in the show notes, or you can email me with the word retreat and we can have a chat. There are only a couple of spots left, so now is the time. Okay, back to the episode now. So the first thing is, yeah, to recognize. It's like, okay, I'm in Doom FM vibes right now. I'm in a season of this, like what's happening? Something has happened that has turned Doom FM on and it's very loud. Now, for me, I find that when I'm in Doom FM vibes, doing things like, oh, I'm going to go to like one yoga class, or like maybe I'll try and meditate one day, or like I'll journal for 10 minutes, doesn't do anything. Maybe this is like my A-type, slightly like wanting to do things intensely part of me. But I don't find that that does anything. Like if I'm in like proper Doom FM vibes, what I need is an intentional period of zhuzh. Like a moment of like, okay, I'm feeding Doom FM right now. Again, this is not when you're in a genuine, true experience of challenge in your life. That is a very different experience that I talked about previously. But if you are in the like doom, gloom, Doom FM land, sometimes we start feeding it. And we feed it by like not eating very well, maybe like getting up later and later. Maybe like you used to meditate and you stopped doing that. Maybe you like used to go for a walk and you've kind of stopped going for a walk. Maybe you stopped calling your friends. Like those things start to fall off. So we're kind of feeding it because there's always a part of us that quite likes being in the doom and gloom. I mean, every single version of us, every single person on this planet has a little victim in them. We love the victim. That's like, oh, it's all so terrible. It's all so terrible. Oh God, it's all so hard. Like we love that. A part of us loves it. You can be honest with yourself. I'm not going to judge you. I have a part of me that loves being the victim periodically. And she loves to feed Doom FM. She loves to be like, well, I'm just going to have to give everything up and, you know, go and live in a hole because that's my lot in life. Or like, when I was single, it was always like, I'm just going to be alone forever and no one's ever going to love me because, you know, I'm just completely unlovable. Like, there's a part of us that loves to feed it. There's a part of us that loves to feed it. So when we've been in the Doom FM land for a while, we're probably feeding it to a certain degree. Again, not if you are in a genuine, true, difficult period of your life. There is a distinction. But for me, as an example, over the last few weeks, there's nothing fundamentally difficult going on in my life, really. Like, you know, running a business is pretty stressful at times. I'm running a retreat in a few weeks and that brings up so much joy. And also it's a lot to navigate and manage. Like I'm coming up to 37, I think, for a woman. There's some stuff about getting older and not having had a baby. Like those things are there, but they're not like huge seismic things that are like, oh my God, it's going to, you know, I haven't just had some huge thing happen to me. So part of it for me is that I am in Doom FM land and I'm feeding it. So I find that when I am in Doom FM land, the thing that is most helpful is to create a pocket of time where I'm like, I need a pattern interrupt here. I need a pattern interrupt because Doom FM is like blaring in my brain. The volume is very loud. It's just like going on and on and on. And I need to stop the pattern. I have to stop the pattern. So what do we do? How do we stop the pattern? For me, I like to create myself a portion of time where I'm going to focus on all the stuff that zhuzhes me up. So I might give myself a week. And this isn't saying that you have to stop working and you can't go to work. No, no, no. This is like the context for your life over that week. So be like, okay, pause. I need a pattern interrupt for this period of time and I need to zhuzh myself. So this might be for this week, every day I'm going to have a different thing that I do. Maybe one day I'm going to go to yoga. Maybe the next day I'm going to wear like the most amazing underwear to work. Maybe the next day I'm going to like go and walk in nature without my headphones. Maybe the next day I'm going to go and hang out with some friends. Maybe then like to create a context for a week where it's like this week is about zhuzhing me. For me, that also includes like shifting what I'm consuming. Not necessarily food-wise, it can be food-wise, but what I'm consuming in terms of media. So I might go back to read some of the books that really inspire me. I might go back to read The Untethered Soul. I might go back to read The Power of Now. I might really like dive into some of the like more spiritual books that I lean on periodically to give me more context for life. I might go and like hang out in communities of people that have the same North Star as me. I might try and avoid being on Instagram quite so much. I might hang out more in nature. To create a context and a pattern interrupt, which supports us to like jump out of the funk. This is really important, guys, because the thing is if we don't do this, and maybe this is just me. If this is not you, you can throw away what I'm saying. But I find that if I don't do this, Doom FM can hang around for a very long time. And this is not because it's a genuine challenge and a genuine thing that I need to move through internally. This is because I'm feeding it. And sometimes we need to feed a different aspect of us. We need to feed the version of us sip of my coffee. We need to feed the version of us that is inspired, the version of us that feels possibility, feels love, feels expansion, feels wonder. And we maybe create ourselves a little curriculum for a week to do that. I find a pattern interrupt when we are in phases of life like this is the most powerful thing that we can do. To me, it is not enough to be like, oh, I'm feeling a bit depleted, I'm going to go to yoga on Tuesday. Like, that is not enough. To me, it needs to be like, I am dedicating this week to myself. And I'm going to judge myself. And it's going to make me feel good. So if you're listening to this and you're like, oh God, I feel her. She is talking the truth. I have actually created something for you guys, which is free, which you can download. I'll put the link in the show notes, called 7 Days Back to You. And it's 7 days of little mini practices to do, like really small, tiny things that I find so powerful. It's all housed in a little portal, so you can go back to it whenever you like. There are videos explaining every single practice. But it's really what I come back to when I'm feeling like Doom FM is loud. So that's my little gift to you today. This episode is going to come out the day that I'm back from Uganda. So I'll be judged after my time in the jungle, and I hopefully won't have malaria. So with that, I'm going to leave it here, my sweet love. I'm sending you so much love and so much zhuzh. And just remember that there's a version of you that feels very different to how you're experiencing right now. And our only job is to feed her a little bit. You know?